This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. We are in New Hampshire for the very first ever Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference. You can go to blockchainnh.com to learn more about this first-year event. It's happening in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Great location. It's easy to access for people wanting to come in from, you know, fly into Boston or Manchester. And it's in a nice hotel. We're at the Sheraton Hotel here in Portsmouth. And it's a one-day event, and it's already getting hot in here, not just because the sun's coming through the windows, but there's a lot of people in this room right now. We're in the vendor area, which everybody has to pass through in order to actually get into the event.
Yeah. And we're in the vendor area.
Right.
And there's a bunch of people standing in the vendor area.
That's what I'm saying. It's packed.
And it's, you know, the background noise at times, I'm having trouble hearing you and Caleb.
Yeah, and that's my bad for not bringing more headphones to where you could actually hear what we're saying. Caleb Dyer is with us. He's a state representative with the Libertarian Party in New Hampshire, and that alone makes him pretty unique in the United States. New Hampshire is the only state with three, or let alone one, state representative who's a Libertarian
Party
member.
There is the state senator in Nebraska who technically is also a state rep because they only have one branch. They're a unicameral legislature.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't include her because she's a senator. But, yeah, so that Nebraska's got one.
Yeah, they call it a Senate, but it's, you know, functionally equivalent to a state house. But it's
unicameral.
Just one chamber.
Yeah. So Caleb Dyer's here, and we were just kind of talking generally about things that are going on in the New Hampshire State House. And this is the time of year where state representatives filed legislation a little bit earlier this year. And then coming up in January, there's going to be a bunch of hearings on all of the stuff, the hundreds of pieces of legislation that have been filed by state reps across the state. You yourself have signed on to quite a few. Now, there's a difference between being the originator of a piece of legislation and just a co-signer on it. What are some of the things that you're pretty excited about? I mean, we've got a laundry list of items here, but, you know, if you could pick out one or two or three that are, like, you're really excited to talk about this year.
So so my personal focus for this coming session is going to be election law.
Really?
Yeah, so
I bet that makes Daryl happy.
Yeah.
Oh, it does.
Makes Daryl very, very happy. So for libertarians, of course, our biggest problem is getting on the ballot, maintaining ballot access, and getting elected. So naturally, it is a problem with ballot law and election law in general. The election laws are very restrictive. They restrict the free market of ideas.
Yep.
And they not
the
only
two parties want it just to be their parties. And
exactly.
Right, because, you know, when you give the Republicans and Democrats the ability to decide whom their competition is, they're going to limit that to themselves.
Yep. So all of the legislation is effectively focused on making it so that it's easier for competition to rise up and stay there. So
give me a key example of, like, how that would be changed. Because we know the Libertarian Party, for the first time in 20 years in New Hampshire, just last year, was able to reach a certain vote threshold, I think 4% of the governor race.
Which is twice the national median.
Right, and they doubled that number back in the day. It used to be 2% in New Hampshire.
It used to be 3% in New Hampshire. They increased it in 1997.
Right, after the Libertarians were having success.
Claiming we're doing this to help the Libertarians because we're adding U.S. Senate. Instead of just governor, we're adding U.S. Senate, so we're giving you two races now.
Meaning that if you hit 4% in one race or the other.
Correct. They raised the threshold, which, again, is twice the national average. So nationally, you know, the median state, you get 2%, so you're ballot qualified. Here, you need double that.
Libertarians made that in 2016, probably because of the Hillary-Trump hatred, and that likely drew some votes direction.
Well, not only that, but the governor's race in this state was not too terribly exciting. You had Chris Sununu and Colin Van Ostern,
who are
probably the most milquetoast options their parties could have picked.
Not to say the Libertarian Party's option was much better.
But regardless,
people voted for him, and that made the ballot. But we could lose it next time around. If the governor's going to go up for election again in 2018.
Yep, we're one of two states where a governor is elected every 2 years.
Right, and if the Libertarian candidate doesn't hit the 4%, there goes the ballot status. So what's one of the proposals you're making to change things?
So perhaps the biggest one is expanding that particular statute, which limits it to 4%. So I didn't even touch the 4% number because I know there's no support in the House to change that figure. But I did add other offices. So say the Libertarians were able to elect 16 reps to the House. That's 4% of the House.
Okay.
So they should have ballot access. If they elect one senator, that's roughly 4% of the House. They ought to have ballot access.
All right.
If they elect one executive counselor, that's well over 4% of the electorate voting to support such a candidate. They ought to have ballot access. So it's basing... My legislation is basing around that 4% figure, and instead of trying to take down that number, adding things that we can...
And it also includes, and you may have said this and I missed it, if the Libertarian candidates for U.S. Congress in District 1 and District 2 each get 4%.
Yeah, or an average between them. So say one gets 8% or above and there's no candidate in the other race, then we would also qualify.
Okay.
All of these are still very high bars.
I agree. I'm not deluding myself that they're not high bars.
But you understand you can't get anything through the Republicans and Democrats.
Yeah.
Why would they want to give us more of a chance?
I'm putting up what I know is reasonable.
Right.
What I know is reasonable by the current law that gives us more options and more ways to get there. So it's not an ideal circumstance, but it's something that we need to do.
You think it could pass?
It has support of a couple senators, so we'll see. I mean, I know that I could squeak it through the Senate if push came to shove, but getting it through the House is going to be difficult with the leadership.
What's going on with the situation with cannabis-related legislation? Is there anything that's coming up this year? Because we had a minor decriminalization this year. Anything else?
So decrim, of course, was passed and signed by the governor, but only after it was amended in the Senate down from 1 ounce to 3/4 of an ounce.
That's right.
Yeah, that was very silly. But police unions will lobby, and they will get what they want, unfortunately. In terms of legalization, I'm a co-sponsor on it's the most libertarian legalization bill that exists. It still imposes a small tax,
there have been suggestions that New Hampshire's legislation for whenever, a tax and regulate comes through, that the wording should be thus that New Hampshire's tax is always lower than that of any neighboring state.
Yeah,
I think it should be lower than every.
Yeah, lower than
state.
Every single state in the country.
I want to bring the industry here.
Yeah, ultimately, we don't even need to tax marijuana. If we just had the business taxes levied on the dispensaries that would eventually sell it, the state would do well enough as it is. They wouldn't need to impose any new tax.
Right.
They would be doing just fine.
Yeah, you don't need to say cannabis is a prepared mill in accordance with the rooms and mills tax of 9%.
Now, I thought that you could only submit a piece of legislation once every 2 years. Wasn't there a legalization bill last year?
Yes, so that was the bill that we submitted. So we submitted the bill last year knowing that it was going to get retained in committee.
Uh-huh.
So it was retained to the second year.
Okay.
So it's still going through right now.
I thought I just saw a headline that some committee voted, probably criminal justice, to kill
it. Yes, I was actually at that executive session a couple weeks back. And
just because a committee votes to kill something doesn't mean that the full legislature has killed it.
Every single bill in the New Hampshire House, and this is actually another thing that makes this quite unique, every single bill gets a full vote on the floor if it's not on consent calendar. So in the event that it's taken off consent by any member, which of course it's not on consent because it was a 13-7 vote.
Okay.
Then
it's good that it will split on it.
Yeah, then it will be voted upon on the floor, and I suspect that the House will pass it.
You think so?
We have the votes in the General House, I believe, to pass it. It will fail in the Senate.
Uh-huh. The full House passed a tax and regulate thing a couple of years ago.
Now, it's a different Senate this time around. I mean, it was a lot worse in the past, right? The reason why decrim happened at all.
It's still not the best Senate.
No,
and,
I mean, I'm not saying it's the best, but
the
some of the worst prohibitionists
were
gone,
the thing that they're calling decrim wound up passing very narrowly after being amended to still include criminal penalties.
I understand, man. I mean,
so just because they barely passed a thing they call decrim does not mean that they're going to pass a tax and regulate.
All right, there's more coming up here. If you want to stick with us, you're welcome to. This is Free Talk Live.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This This is Free Talk Live. We are here in Portsmouth, New Hampshire at the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference, the very first ever. Folks are already into the first or second maybe speaker at this point, and great turnout. It's been a great event so far. I think that at the end of the day, everybody's going to be happy here because just a great crowd so far.
Yes.
Ian and Daryl here in the remote studio. We're going to get to our next guest here in just a moment, but I do want to let you know about Blink Home Security. Whether you want to protect your house or maybe your small office or whatever, Blink Home Security System makes it easy. It's all done wirelessly. The cameras are battery operated. You don't have to drill holes, run wires, set up a confusing DVR system. I've done this stuff before, and it's a pain in the butt with most video camera systems. This, however, you set up with your Wi-Fi enabled device, like your smartphone or your tablet, and literally within minutes, you've got these things set up. In fact, you can get three Blink cams for what some of the other guys charge for one camera in a security system. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL, and that's where you can get that deal. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL for the Blink Home Security System. So as I say, Ian and Daryl in the studio here. We have AC Bitmugs with us, a young gentleman who is probably one of the youngest entrepreneurs in the Bitcoin, the cryptocurrency space. AC, welcome to Free Talk Live. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for joining us here. Now, this isn't the first time I've met you. I met you back in Austin, Texas, I think it was, a couple of years ago. I don't know if you've been to all of the Austin conferences, but I remember the one
I've been to one.
Just the one. Okay, so then we were both at the same conference, and you had the Bitmugs there, and I had to get one because, first of all, I love the color orange. It's a great color, and you have mugs that are very large. I imagine you can hold quite a bit of coffee or whatever.
The website, bitmugs.com, says that it has a 16-ounce capacity, so this is a really
big, hefty mug.
You could drink a pint of beer out of one of these Bitmugs.
Not that AC would do something like that. How old are you?
10.
10 years old.
Yeah, during cocktail hour last night, he was drinking a big glass of milk.
Okay, all right. So what inspired you, AC, to start this Bitmugs business of yours?
Well, first off, I wanted a business, and it was back in the dark ages of 2013.
The dark ages.
So you were six at that time.
Okay. I was there, and we were talking. I really wanted a lemonade stand, and my dad said, he always jokes around, like, don't do that, that's a bad, that's like bad marketing and stuff.
Well, the cops might show up and steal your lemonade and shut you down. We've seen these stories all over the country.
I know.
Right.
But
and he wasn't living in New Hampshire at the time, where that doesn't has not happened in New Hampshire that I'm aware
yet.
Of. That I'm
not
aware
yet.
Of.
Hopefully it doesn't.
Hopefully never.
Right. But you know, lemonade is more of a traditional thing. It's pretty standard. Like most kids have done a lemonade stand. You wanted to do something different.
Also, it's cheaper. It's like 25 cents a cup.
Right.
I really wanted a computer, so
that's a lot of lemonade that you've got to sell.
Like, that's like going to going to Stop and Shop or something.
Right.
Hey, take my lemonade and stuff. But my dad said, well, you have to make something that's durable and will last long, and something that's not 5 seconds in a plastic cup and then trash
and then gone.
Yeah. And then he said maybe something about Bitcoin, and I said, a month later or so, I thought of Bitcoin coffee mugs, and my dad gave me a loan of one Bitcoin, and that was when.
How much was that worth back then? Do you remember?
$200.
Okay.
Back in the dark ages of 2013.
Yeah, the dark, very scary ages, and
now, what did you do with that loan? A $200 loan. What did you do with it?
Searched around with my dad. We looked and we found this a mug manufacturing company that would, and we designed the coffee mugs. He owns 10%. Well, I designed them.
Okay.
And then we ordered them with the loan.
Yeah.
And that was when Bitcoin was going up and up a little.
Right.
But the.
Now, wait. Let me interrupt you here. Did the company that made the mugs
accept the Bitcoin in payment, or did they take the cash?
I believe they did accept the Bitcoin.
They did?
I believe.
Excellent.
Is it? Are they based in the U.S., in China?
Huh?
Where are they from?
I am not sure.
Not sure, okay.
We found them on a website, and they just said they'll do it, so we ordered 100 mugs. No, 150 mugs, and we went to this place called Coins in the Kingdom.
Yeah, okay, I was there too.
Yeah, we went there. I set up a booth, and I just sold all of them. I sold 150 mugs, and I had like free Bitcoin on my wallet.
Right, because did you say three?
Yes,
three Bitcoin
at the time.
Right.
Which and then, now if he still has like half a Bitcoin, he's doing better than I am.
He's I suspect
Bitcoin,
he's doing well.
And then Bitcoin crashed like on that weekend a little bit, so that was good because I got to. Cheaper, like Bitcoin, sort of.
Because you were charging a Bitcoin price of what, 0.2 or something like that?
Yeah, I think I'm not really sure.
But whatever it was back then is now a significant amount of money. Now, have you done a good job of holding on to that Bitcoin over the years?
Sort of. I held it on. I paid Dad the one Bitcoin he did, so, or like $200 or something.
Right.
I paid him that. I had a lot, like two or three Bitcoin left over.
So you paid off the loan.
Mm-hmm.
Did Dad still own 10% of the business at that point? Okay.
He still owns
That's how Shark Tank works. I'll invest money in your business, and you give me 10%.
I'm just checking, man. I'm just trying to understand how this works.
But so we did that. Then later on, like 1 year later, I still had those Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And I went to Texas.
Right.
Texas
Bitcoin Conference.
That one, and I had free boxes, so that was 150 mugs still.
Did you sell out there as well?
Yep, I sold out there.
And it looks like you're almost sold out here.
Right.
And I don't even drink coffee, and I'm going to have to buy one of these things.
I've never drank coffee out of my Bitmug, but, wine, whatever. I mean, it's great. Bitmugs.com is where people can go. They don't actually have to meet you in real life to buy the Bitmug, right?
No, they can order it. However, it does not take a short amount of time, like 2 days. It would take, like, maybe at least 30 days. At most 30 days.
At most 30 days. Mm-hmm. What's typical? A week? 2 weeks?
Maybe 2 weeks.
Maybe 2 weeks. Okay.
Because I have school and stuff. And
school and stuff. That's always getting in the way, isn't
it? Always getting in the way.
You can't be an entrepreneur with school going on. But you've managed to do it. You are going to school and you are a Bitcoin mug entrepreneur. They're beautiful, orange and black, which two of my favorite color combinations right there. You picked it. It was just for me. I know you had me in mind when you made this, and I appreciate it. So where does Bitmugs go from here? Are you going to just keep going to Bitcoin conferences?
I think we're going to keep on going to conferences as much as we can, and I'm starting to make different coins,
like a Dash mug or something like that?
Yeah, like a Dash one or a Ethereum one.
I love it.
Or
I love it.
Those kinds.
You need to talk to the guys at the next table. They run the Bitcoin shop here in town. They're always looking for cool, like, Bitcoin designs.
And also Chris Reitman from 101
Local Goods. We're going to hook you up with some new vendor options.
Yeah, we will get you in stores by the end of the weekend.
That's what we're going to do. Thank you, AC Bitmugs from bitmugs.com. We appreciate you coming on Free Talk Live.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are here at the very first ever, and hopefully one of many, the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference. BlockchainNH.com is where you can go to learn more about this event, because by the time you hear us talking about it, it's going to be too late for you to show up. It's a one-day yes. event this year, and we're recording the segments throughout the day, so this will be airing later tonight once all is said and done. I got to say, Bruce Fenton joining us, Ian and Daryl in the studio here. Hey, Bruce.
How's it going?
We just saw each other a month ago in Texas.
I know. How about that?
And you just moved up here, what, this year to New Hampshire?
Yes.
A couple of weeks ago, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That recent?
Okay. No. Yes. Something like that. Anyway, here you are now. And
yeah.
It's great to have this event being here. I was commenting earlier, it's about time. New Hampshire, the like crypto mecca, basically, of the world, as far as I'm concerned, more Bitcoin accepting and Dash accepting businesses here than anywhere else. Just now got its own blockchain conference. So
right.
Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, it was overdue. I'm really glad. It's super exciting. It's a way our company has moved up here, so it's a way for our kind of company to get to know the community. Community is so important in this space, and there's no better place to build community than here. We already have a really, really strong community in the Liberty community, which has
right.
obviously huge overlap with the Bitcoin community. So it's and overall blockchain. So there's a lot of cool things we can do with projects, and especially as more people are getting into this space and it's growing, it's really exciting.
So tell us about some of the speakers that you have at the conference.
We've got Sean Owen speaking right now. He is from Salt Lending. We've got David Johnston from Factum. We've got Daryl Perry, who's right here, who's speaking.
Yep.
And we've got, let's see, who else? I know
Chris Reitman is going to be here. He's
pulling up the list of speakers for you right now. I didn't mean to, put you completely on.
Yeah, Doug Scribner.
We got
a great group. We've got folks from Polymath and David Mondros, Jonathan Johnson, the president of Medici Ventures, is here. Medici Ventures is the subsidiary of Overstock that owns stakes in a whole bunch of cool businesses. And Jonathan's a great guy. He ran for governor of Utah.
Wow.
He's one of us. He's a person who appreciates freedom and liberty.
Let's move him up here.
Yeah.
So part of this conference, I imagine, is to show off New Hampshire,
right,
to some extent, to some of these blockchainers
who
maybe they've heard through the rumor mill that there's a bunch of libertarians in New Hampshire. But there's a whole different, feeling to actually coming here and meeting many of the people who, like we have made the move. Daryl and I came from the South. You came up from what, Boston region?
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't too long of a distance for you.
Right.
But some people have, come very, very far to be here. We met a guy from Hawaii earlier who's here. People from as far away as Minnesota, and a guy from Toronto just stopped by. So, when you're doing a conference like this, we threw one called Keenvention out in Keene for a few years, and the first year especially, you never know what to expect.
Right.
I mean, it can be a little nerve-wracking,
right,
but you just kind of push ahead. Usually the sign-ups don't come in until the very last minute, like the last couple weeks usually.
Yep.
Was that what you guys experienced?
Yeah. And it's a lot to bite off because, as you can imagine, our team is really busy. We just moved our office. We've got the Satoshi Roundtable, which is a huge deal that we do. We have all kinds of acquisitions and new employees and projects, and we're launching funds, and it's very busy. But I thought this was important because it is all about community, and this technology is about more than just the projects that we're doing. It's a community kind of thing. So we said, let's do this. It is a bit of effort, but this turned out great. Actually, we got a lot of support from the community, from folks like you, and that's a nice base. There's probably 35 people here that are just sort of liberty friends of mine from Facebook that I've met.
New Hampshire people.
Yeah, that met at Porkfest and stuff. So they, it was pretty easy to get them to come, and that makes a great base. And it's makes a much better event too, because I have a lot of fun. These are all the people I want to hang around with, and I think these events are great because what I'm really happy about this is that it's a nice combination of, it's not a liberty event, but there's a lot of liberty people here.
Sure.
But it's a nice combination of newcomers to the space, kind of conventional business people who maybe haven't been exposed to the ideas of liberty before. This is a great way for them to come in that, Porkfest might be a little much for somebody who, is kind of a, Massachusetts Democrat or something like that.
In the woods.
It's also a way. Yeah,
right. So this is an easy way for people. There's a lot of Boston people here that came from big corporations. There's people from big, Fortune 500 corporations who've come up here. This is probably a little bit unusual for them, but I'm happy with it.
Yeah, I got to say, we're still looking at this registration table. We're only, right now, as I pointed out to our listeners earlier, we're recording the show. It's bright and early in the morning. I mean, it is literally, we're 15 minutes into the official schedule here. The first speaker is on as we're speaking with you, and there's still a number of people who have yet to arrive today. So this is looking good. Do you have any kind of estimates on the amount of people you're expecting to show up?
We had 200 registrations.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really
surprising.
Good.
We were hoping for 70 or more. So
We got maybe 50 or 60 for Keenvention the first
year. Yeah, and part of it is the price run and the interest in it. And we've got a great marketing team and people who put a lot of effort into getting the word out. And our company's got a decent following on social media. So
now 200 people, really cool. That's registered in advance. You can still have walk-ins, right?
Yeah, that includes some walk-ins that came in this morning. We had 175. So there's actually a lot of people that haven't come in yet, but it's really cool. I think it's great to build a community, and we have a lot of power in this space because the technology, and it's doing well, and frankly there's money behind it now, and there's economic interest, and that keeps the status off your back a little bit. When you start bringing jobs in, they're going to be less likely to mess with you, and our power is really increasing. Between the blockchain stuff and the liberty stuff, we've become quite a formidable force where you can come into a town and say, okay, I'm bringing in 20 jobs, And you know, I got a whole army of lawyers, and I got a bunch of crazy libertarians. So, you know, I can help you, and I can help the economy, right, and help the community. And you probably don't want to really mess with us,
right?
Yeah, because I'll get an army of lawyers and 1,000 people, you know, with protesters outside your door.
That's one of the game changers. I'm glad you brought that up, because there was a great article at Reason.com this week, a really long piece about libertarian, like trying to find the crypto millionaire libertarians, and they really did an in-depth story about this. And one of the things that, you know, they pointed out was these libertarians who were in this space, the cryptocurrency world, early and got a bunch and held on to it. These people are multi-millionaires, if not hundreds of millionaires,
right,
you know, at this point. And that's with Bitcoin only at $10,000 only, I say. But,
only.
You know, it could be at $100,000 in a year from now. We have no idea how,
right,
this is going to go. I mean, so we're talking about increasing the wealth of libertarians who have historically been one of the most marginalized, right, poor, you know, pathetic groups out there. Now, all of a sudden, a bunch of them
now
have
they're rich
money.
And pathetic.
Now they,
right,
well, hopefully that'll change. But now they've got money at their disposal, and that's a game changer when it comes to political.
Absolutely.
Changes.
And it's funny, the status that we've spent our lives fighting, many of them are, I don't want to say victims of their own circumstance, but they're products of their own circumstance. They do it because they're trying to feed their family and do their thing, and they do their bad status jobs. And, you know, I know people in government who I would never choose to do what they're doing, but I understand. They can't quit their job. They have families and, mm-hmm, things like that. Some portion of them are just pure evil, but a lot of them have just been kind of dragged along for the ride.
Sure.
And if you give them kind of a carrot and stick and you say, hey, look, we're going to help the economy. We're going to bring in jobs. We're going to do stuff that's great if you leave us alone. And if you don't, we're going to come down and bring the hammer on you. Then that's a really formidable combination. And we have a lot of strength when we work together as a group on doing that. So I think it'll change the politics quite a bit. You know, politicians, when they see new jobs coming in, they see new companies coming in, they see an event like this. I mean, we've only been here 3 weeks. We've already brought $150,000 to $170,000 to New Hampshire.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
And I purposely did that. Anything I want to buy now, I'm not going to buy in the old Massachusetts. So anything,
right,
for our company, we're already rewarding it. And there's much bigger companies than ours that are going to come in here. And there's a lot of, like you said, wealthy libertarians that are going to come in here. That's going to affect things. When you have, you know, this building is owned by a libertarian, and that business, and this restaurant, and this one accepts Bitcoin, and you have an annual event, people are going to want to mess with you less and less. Plus, they're going to see the benefit of it. All these little,
right,
things.
Sure.
I mean, we bought flowers for this event. We bought, you know, a lot of little local businesses. Maybe they thought the Free Staters were crazy, but now they're getting some business from us and from others, and a couple $100 here or there. And we had our speaker dinner at a restaurant last night. That's somebody who made, you know, a few grand on you know,
the
Liberty people. So they're not. That's just one more ally.
Oh, that was an amazing restaurant.
Oh, thank you. Glad you liked it.
I know you got a lot to do. If you want to stick, you're welcome to. Otherwise, we'll let you run.
Yeah, I got a couple minutes, I think.
All right, one more segment with Bruce Fenton coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Whether you share content as a curator or produce it as a creator, the source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR. Partnered with Blend Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world, and featured on Fox Business's innovations, Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol, driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal Tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus, sign up for the email list at SpectiveVR.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are in Portsmouth, New Hampshire for Blockchain NH, the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference, year number one. Given the large turnout, I would call this large for a first-year event. This is a success. Given the large turnout here, and we're still in the morning hours at this point, people are probably still waking up.
Sun's still shining right at our faces.
Yeah, it sure is. And great turnout so far. Bruce Fenton is joining Ian and Daryl here in our remote studio. I do want to take a moment to tell you about Dash. It is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. And what we've been seeing with Dash here in the Portsmouth area is that our friends Stephen and Derek, who we're going to have Derek on here in a little bit, maybe we'll grab Stephen as well, but they have been doing amazing work bringing businesses on board with accepting Dash. We were sitting in the Free State Bitcoin shop yesterday, and I imagine, Bruce, you've been into the Free State Bitcoin shop.
You know, I haven't. I've only been here so short. I've only been here like 10 days, and I haven't had a lot of time to go around Portsmouth, but I will.
Luckily, you live here, so now you're definitely going to get out
there. Yes, I'm sure I'll get into downtown.
Amazing little shop. But we're sitting there doing our show from that location yesterday.
Awesome.
And people are coming in, and they're asking about Dash. They're not even asking about Bitcoin. They're asking about Dash, and that's because so many local businesses are taking Dash. The local businesses are talking to people about taking Dash, and now they're coming into the Free State Bitcoin shop to ask questions and to buy Dash at the vending machine, and it's like people are really interested in this stuff, Bruce.
Very cool.
This is happening.
The most amazing thing that I saw yesterday was when the woman came in with a couple of children to buy some crypto.
Dash. She was looking for Dash.
Well, she wanted some Dash and some Bitcoin.
Right.
And the 12-year-old said, Oh, yeah, I'll show you how to do that. So instead of Derek or somebody else in the store that had worked the machine, the kid was like, oh, yeah, I can show you how to do that.
Right. Incredible. Coinbase now has more customers than Charles Schwab.
That's true. Wow. That happened. Well, they've got a sign at the Free State Bitcoin shop that says Coinbase is not Bitcoin.
Interesting.
So check out Dash. Go to Dash.org. It's working to help create a better financial system for everyone where you can take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Again, that's Dash.org to find out why. So, Bruce, we were talking about the increase in wealth that libertarians have been experiencing, those who had the good fortune to have the foresight to at least get a few or a little bit of Bitcoin early on. It's a game changer because, as you pointed out, libertarians historically have been pretty poor, have been pretty bad at influencing politics, but money changes all of that, and numbers do too, because we've got thousands of libertarians moving to New Hampshire. As you pointed out, just this one conference has been doing business with local businesses here in the area, and maybe if they had a preconceived notion about what a libertarian or a free stater or whatever might be, that can melt away once they start spending money with that business owner.
Right. Yeah, I think that it's interesting that there was a few factors early on in the liberty movement that turned a few local New Hampshire people, not against, maybe against the movement, but sort of they had bad conceptions about what the movement is. They said, oh, these sort of, you know, not so great people are moving in and they want to mess with our way, and it wasn't
a positive
thing. They want
to smoke pot in Central Square, yes, and take off their shirts, which is,
I did that,
true.
But but just as you said, that will all melt away when people see, yeah, that this is something that's bringing in business, it's bringing in good people, they're people who mind their own business, and little by little, people chipping away at this, the government system. And it's really funny now. I hear about, like, there are libertarians who have roles in, I guess, the committee that's evaluating legalization of marijuana. I guess it's like 2 out of the 5 committee members are libertarians or something like that.
Liberty-ish. Republicans. We actually do have libertarians in the state house. Great. As libertarians. But then there are also, you know, liberty-friendly people as Republicans that oftentimes get called libertarians.
Right. Well, if we can get more... I love the idea of hitting statism and government from a lot of different angles.
Yes.
You can do the carrot and the stick. You can help them fade away. You can get the politicians to leave you alone. You can fight them.
Yep.
I love things like when the MRAP came to Keene and the community fought
Bearcats.
Yeah. And
the ballistic engineered armored response counterattack truck.
Yeah. It's really going to be interesting because as some of these other CEOs come up and bring businesses up,
mm-hmm,
like I said, it's not something that they're going to want to. You got to be crazy. It'd be political suicide for a politician to mess with people in our movement, and that's going,
right,
to be a really interesting thing. They're going to say, oh man, don't mess with those people.
Right.
They're
going to get more and
part
more
of a liberty group.
That's going to become more and more of a factor as,
right,
more libertarians move to New Hampshire and more Bitcoin wealth is accumulated.
And the great thing about activists is that we don't care about how hard things are. We're not easy to push over.
Right.
We'll fight about the silliest little thing. If something is an injustice, if somebody's giving us a fine or a 2-day waiting period or something like that, most people would say, oh, you know, whatever, it's only $50 or it's only 2 days, whatever. The libertarians say, you know, no, this is not right. And I'll, and now if the people with money, they may say, you know what, I'll spend $50,000 in lawyers to fight this,
yeah,
just to get rid of your
$500
fee.
7 years ago, I took a week off work to drive from Missouri to South Carolina to take a $25 seatbelt ticket to a jury trial.
Yeah.
I wound up losing horribly after getting the, yeah, police officer to admit on the stand that he had no physical evidence to support his claims that I was not wearing a seatbelt. Jury found me guilty in about 5 minutes, and I had to pay the $25 fine.
I take everything to trial, and I've never paid a fine. I won't pay a fine.
Wow.
I'll go to jail if I have to. I'll do community service. I'll, you know, whatever. I'm just not going to pay into the state. I'm not going to,
wow,
encourage them to do that. I just, since we were talking about business owners and the, you know, local people in the area coming around to libertarianism, I wanted to share a Facebook update. I won't say who posted it, but it's an owner of a local business in Keene who is accepting cryptocurrency, Bitcoin and Dash, and she wrote, I received, this was just the other day, she said, I received a $10 tip in Bitcoin last Christmas Eve.
I kept it and have watched it rise. Today, if I cashed it out, it's worth $110. Crazy, right? She says, sorry, update, LOL, it's now $113.77. So
wow.
By the time she ended her post, the price had gone up to the point where she felt like she should update the price. And I was the one who gave her that $10 tip.
Wow.
She was delivering food on Christmas Eve, and she does barbecue, and I thought, you know what? I would love to have barbecue on Christmas Eve. That's awesome. Yes, please bring me barbecue on Christmas Eve, and I will tip you.
Barbecue on Christmas again.
Hell yes, we are. If she's offering it, we're doing it. And I said, look, I'm going to give you a cash tip, but I want you to, you know, take this Bitcoin tip from me, and that's what got her to install her first Bitcoin wallet. And so she did accept that that Bitcoin tip, and
that's awesome.
Not too long after that, she started taking Bitcoin at point of sale, and you know, now she's taking Dash, and now a year later, she posts an update, and who sees that? All her friends, right? They see her talking about her good experience with Bitcoin. Of course, it helps that Bitcoin's price went up in the last year.
Yes.
If Bitcoin had gone down in value, then maybe the opinion would be a little bit different.
Right.
But this is what we're seeing, where people are talking about cryptocurrency in New Hampshire.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really amazing. And pretty much everybody I know who's been in crypto a long time, they're getting flooded from old friends from high school, old friends in fact, I mean, there's probably 15 people from my high school here. My high school's way in Wilbraham, Mass. Yeah. The school brought, Wilbraham Munson Academy brought, I think, at least 6 students, which is really cool. That was my surprise. I didn't even
know. Oh, that was all the kids wearing the suit jackets.
Yeah, that's the school. Okay. That's the school that I went to. It's a great school out in Western Mass, and it teaches a lot of cool values that are kind of interest to our, they do a lot on economics and freedom and stuff like that. So they've got 6 students, and then there's like one of the people who worked for my company, and then a couple others came to that same place. So a lot of people are getting people from their job, their high school, college friends who are asking about this, and
especially now that it hit $10,000, that's getting a lot of attention. And then we've got the libertarians coming here, going to these local businesses, asking about. You weren't there for this because you were at the dinner for the speakers last night, but Will Coley and I went out to a little burger shack here in town, and of course I always ask, like, hey, are you guys taking Bitcoin yet? And the waitress was like, no, we're not, just cash and credit card. But people have asked us about it, she says. And so that's what needs to happen. It needs to be like drip, drip, drip.
Yeah. And by the way, if anybody listening has any ideas to help do that kind of advocacy, like if somebody wants to go, and I have a lot of like hourly jobs that don't pay a ton of money, but if somebody's looking to make some extra money, and if somebody wants to do something like go door to door and talk to businesses, or you know, I'm always happy to look at funding those kind of
things.
Sure, yeah.
Well, then there might be somebody out there who's willing to do that. I mean, if I had the time for it, I would totally love to.
And I like there's been a couple people from the Free State Facebook group that have helped us with moving boxes around since we moved, and just things that are helpful. And as an added bonus, if you're chit-chatting while you're moving boxes and politics come up, you don't have to pull your hair out and run out of the room
screaming. Most of the time,
these are actually intelligent people who you can have a nice conversation with.
It's true. Bruce Fenton, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live with us here, as always.
Great as well, you do,
and
guys.
Hopefully we'll do this again next year.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Thanks a lot.
All right, more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.